This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Kindness. We see it all around us. We see it when someone pays for someone else's coffee or holds the door open for another person. We see it in the smallest of gestures, like a smile or a kind word. But it's different when we turn on the news or social media. Oftentimes, what we hear about, what outlets are pushing, is the opposite of kind. Welcome to the Kindness Matters podcast. Our goal is to give you a place to relax, to revel in stories of people who have received or given kindness, a place to inspire and motivate each and every one of us to practice kindness every day. Hello and welcome everybody to the Kindness Matters podcast. I am your host, Mike Rathbun. And before we get started with the interview, I'd just like to remind everybody to go over and check out the Deluxe Edition Network podcast of the month, deluxeeditionnetwork.com. This month they've got two podcasts of the month, the Deluxe Edition and the Steve and Crypto Show, deluxeeditionnetwork.com, podcast of the month. And I have two women on that I've had on before, but they were so lovely that I had to have them on again. Today I'm joined by Missy Mershman and Stacey Burnham. And you might remember these two women as the founders of the Anoka Kindness Rock Garden, my second most downloaded podcast episode. And there's something, though, that I knew at the time, but I don't know if I mentioned it, that there was another reason I wanted to have them on. And that is because they, in addition to the Rock Garden, they are both founding members of the Minnesota Kindness Alliance, which is it's a nonprofit, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yes. Welcome, Missy and Stacey. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Thank you. Good to be back.
You guys have been, I'm sorry?
I said it's good to be back.
Ah, so nice of you to say. You guys have been kind of on a roll with the Rock Garden. You've had you raised funds and built a float for the world famous Anoka Halloween Parade, right?
Yes, we did.
And it's such a cool float.
It is. It is. My husband is.
But now you didn't limit it to to Anoka. You just ran it somewhere else, right?
Yes, we were.
I'm sorry. What?
We were in the Cambridge Snowflake Parade last night. Yeah. It was a night parade, so it was a light up parade.
Oh, that's so cool! And your float does light up. This is not like a regular, like a daytime viewing only. This float lights up, and it was specially designed for that, I think, right? Because Anoka's parade is at night.
It was designed for that. Anoka has two parades. One is a night parade and one is a day parade. So we wanted to make sure we could be in both of them. And then we had so much fun, we started looking for other parades to be in, and we ended up in another night parade in Cambridge.
Oh, you know, they're not doing holiday as a list here, is it? Are they? Minneapolis isn't.
I'm not sure.
Because I could see you guys being in that.
Well, if anybody has a parade they want us in, they can find us. We love a good parade.
Especially a light-up parade.
Who doesn't love a good parade, though, right?
The float just glows at night. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, it does.
It really is. It's gorgeous. I wonder if Macy's is still taking it. Can we get it out to New York City?
That's a couple days off of work for that.
I mean, I know it's short time. Oh, that would be a lot of fun. Talk about world famous. Talk about bringing attention to your cause.
Right.
I mean, they have high school bands that march from all over. Why not a float, right?
You have to have dreams and goals.
Yeah, we're going to reach out to them. I'm going to find them.
Let's see.
That would be so cool. I could be sitting there on my couch in my stretchy pants waiting for Thanksgiving dinner and go, I know them.
That's right.
So tell us, though, about the Minnesota Kindness Alliance. Did you guys start that at the same time you started the Rock Garden?
Well, we did not. The Rock Garden started just as a small kind of fun thing to do. And then as it grew, and then once we officially moved to a site that is on, City of Anoka Park property, we had to do some real thinking about our agreement with how this was going to be managed. The city is awesome and they do so many great things for us, but they don't want to manage our events and they don't want to build our float and those kinds of things. And so, and the funding, that's a whole nother part of it. So we had to come up with a way to able to do the, financial support and the logistic volunteers, all of that stuff. So the best way we could think of to do that was to come up with a nonprofit group.
And it allowed us to do, this allows us to do more than just rock garden things. I mean, as this kind of, as the rock garden grew, we kind of saw a need to branch out into other things, not just the rock painting and the rock garden. So the Minnesota Kindness Alliance kind of umbrellas is a good umbrella for all of that.
Right. And we, with that name of Minnesota, it brought in our horizon out of Anoka only. Anoka is where we are, and that's kind of the heart of our program, but we wanted to be able to go expand. And now that you talk about Macy's, I mean, maybe we should have said World Kindness. Yeah. I don't know, but we didn't want to be limited either. And so we have a written agreement with the city of Anoka on how things work. And part of it is that our nonprofit group, kind of manages all of those things, the finances, the volunteers, the programs that we do. We work with them closely and we'll partner with them a lot on things all year round. But the Minnesota Kindness Alliance really does give us more opportunities. Yes. So, and like as Stacey mentioned, the umbrella, it's just kind of, we keep coming up with more things. We want to do this and we want to do this. Like today we have a rock painting event at our site and we are doing a toy drive along with that to donate toys for Toys for Joy. That's in our Anoka County area. And then every time we think of another thing, we think we should do this and we should do that. Well, that's where Minnesota Kindness Alliance can help us either, fund it or just find the volunteers and those kinds of things.
Yeah, I imagine there's probably no shortage of ideas, huh?
Oh, no. There's a very, very long list of ideas. You're right.
But now you guys are, you're kind of embarking on at least what I consider a very... I'm struggling for words today. A very big year-long event coming up with the Minnesota Kindness Alliance. Is that correct?
Yes, we are. We are. Stacy is kind of the brainchild of it, and she really had a great idea. And so we are. We have a very well-written plan for the whole year and a big event planned in the middle of it. So... we are taking on a big challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, so now the objective, and this is the Minnesota, is this the actual name of the event, the Minnesota Kindness Alliance Make a Difference Day?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We just fondly shortened it
and
up.
And that is going to kick day, off.
Yeah.
Well, no, you want to get the organization name in there.
Absolutely,
yeah, we do.
So that's awesome. Now, and again, this is going to be a year long event starting in January, so a month and a half away.
Yes.
And you're gonna. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going to go into that? Because I think this is really cool. I have the opportunity to see some of the outline, so, and I'm reading through it, and I'm just excited myself. So why don't you share with our listeners what they can expect coming into next year?
Okay, well, we've kind of divided the year into quarters, so January, February, and March is quarter one, April, May, June, quarter two, you know, what's the next? July, August, September, three, October, November, December, quarter four. And our thought was,
right,
well, you know, coming up with ways to make a difference. And while we would always encourage somebody to do, to make a difference any day, but we just thought we would highlight one day in the quarter and, you know, and kind of remind people, hey, you should do something to make a difference today. You know, and it doesn't have to cost money. You know, we're kind of trying to come up with a list of things people can do to make a difference that, you know, don't cost, does not cost money.
Right.
And, you know, we'll pick that day. We'll, you know, put it out on our social media sites and just say, hey, this is a day, you know, do something to make a difference. And then send us your submissions, whether it's a picture or a video or what you did, just to highlight, you know, the powerful impact making a difference has, not only on somebody, but to yourself as well. I mean, this is just a, you know, a quote from a Mayo Clinic article that kindness has been shown to increase self-esteem, empathy, compassion, and improve your mood. It can decrease blood pressure and cortisol, a hormone directly related to stress levels. People who give of themselves in a balanced way also tend to be healthier and live longer. And so it really is kind
of so true.
Twofold, and making a difference, it is twofold. And along that, make, you know, things, you know, to make a difference, like I said, you don't need to spend money, but for some people it is. For some people it's making a donation, you know.
Buying a cup of coffee for someone.
But, you know, paying for lunch for a stranger. But we just want to really focus on, also on, it doesn't cost money. A simple wave, a smile, holding the door, telling somebody, you know, you like their outfit, that their hair looks nice, or, you know, just something very simple can really make the difference in somebody's day. And in a way you would may never even know.
Right, right. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I love that idea. The photo submission, and you'll be collecting those through your social media sites?
Yep, we'll collect them, and then, you know, kind of at the end of each quarter, you know, make a little video montage of them.
That's such a cool idea.
Yeah.
And that goes all the way through the year.
So that'll go all the way through the year, and then, what is it, May 18th is what we're calling our Minnesota Kindness Alliance Make a Difference Day Festival. So we kind of have just a one-day festival planned. You know, a lot of it is in the works. We do have a speaker lined up that will, he'll kind of talk, he'll kind of give a little speech, more kid-oriented and then adult-oriented. And we just want, you know, like vendors and organizations, a place to bring people together, like I said, whether people are making a difference, you know, by donating money, you know, they may learn of some new local nonprofits they could donate to. We'll have some mental...
Or their time.
Yeah, or their time.
Time is big.
Their time or their talent.
A lot of the groups we've worked with behind the scenes on things, that's another thing that they need. Maybe your way of making a difference is to volunteer at a, you know, a shelter or with the, you know, with our group or with somebody.
Or NACE or what have you.
Right.
A food shelf.
Yeah. Right. Or we're just really trying to find, you know, a little more, not necessarily local to Anoka or Anoka County, or, you know, it could be Minnesota. Just,
sure.
You know, my thing of it is I would personally rather give to something a little more local than the bigger organizations. While I know there is a need for that.
Oh, sure.
That is my personal opinion.
And we really have met quite a few small groups that that are making a big difference. And, you know, we want to help them grow because we know what a difference they're making. So here's a way for them to showcase that they have too. You know, and Stacy touched on the, the Mayo's document about kindness and giving, how it helps the person you give to, but also yourself. And really want to help make a difference in our community, Anoka or larger, with people with their self-care and their mental sure. health. That's a really important thing to our group. So that's how we kind of came about with this mm-hmm. whole concept.
That's so fantastic. I absolutely love that. So now, so May is the festival.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you continue it through the year.
Yeah, we'll just continue it through the year, and maybe some people will find something at the May Festival that they use for their Make a Difference Day, you know, idea.
Further down the road. Yeah. Further down, calendar. For,
you know, in quarters 3 and 4.
Right.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's so cool. I think it's such a great thing you guys are doing, and you never cease to amaze me. I absolutely love it. I do. So at the end of the year, then, what happens then?
Well, I guess
we've got to.
Oh, boy.
Have we got a plan?
I
don't know.
I mean, our big dream.
Do it all again next year. This sounds like a huge undertaking.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, if that goes good, maybe we'll continue it again. But, yeah. I mean, long term down the road, you know, we are just a very small nonprofit with a really big dream. You can tell them about our dream.
Well, our big dream, you know, I think for me, one of the things is the outreach to the community. And yeah, it's really fun that we all come together and we do these things, but behind the scenes, we, Stacy and I, and the other ladies that kind of help manage this too, mental health and, you know, suicide awareness, those things, making sure people have their needs met. That's really important to us. So our big dream is to have a place in our area, that is similar to something that they have in the city of St. Cloud, and they call it the COP House, C-O-P, and it is actually a home that is owned by the city and run by different nonprofit groups. The police department have involvement, and they have lots of outreach things there for the community. I really encourage people to try to find the information. Maybe, Mike, we can get you a link to see what that looks like in St. Cloud. We've been,
oh, absolutely.
Stacy and I have toured it multiple times. We really have kind of a good plan for that. It just takes people time and, of course, money, but we're working on that.
We will be right back with more of my interview with Stacy and Missy. But first, a message from one of the other podcasts on the Deluxe Edition Network. Take a listen.
Hey, this is Sammy from Barrel Age Chicks, and I'm here with Yen.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing, Yen?
I'm feeling amazing.
Yes, you are. Well, what we're here to do today is talk about where you can find Barrel Age Chicks. You can find us on Google Podcasts,
Apple Podcasts,
Spotify,
Anchor,
and Good Pods.
Yep.
On the Barrel Age Chicks, we have myself, Sammy. We have
Yen,
of course. And then we have Snow, Crystal, and Harley.
Yep.
We enjoy talking about everything from movies to being current moms to being just the ladies of the Barrel Age Flicks boys and their shenanigans in general.
Please join us without kids. Thank you.
Yes, our podcast is explicit content, so it is definitely not for little ears, but come out, let your hair down to hear the chick side of things. It's a shit show.
Please join us. We need some mom time.
Okay, so the COP House in St. Cloud. Is that correct?
Yep. Yep. And when we say COP House, we're not COP, COP stands for Community Outpost.
Oh, and, okay. And yeah, because I immediately went to police.
And there is an office where a couple officers have some office space in there, but they do a lot. They do, you know, some WIC appointments there. Yep.
Like community health stuff.
Yes, there. They teach, you know, they have people that come in and teach cooking classes and homework help.
They sponsor a soccer team for the youth in the area. They have coaching out of there. They, on Thursdays, it was candy day.
Yeah.
It was like trick-or-treating every Thursday. And one of the days we were there was a school bus had stopped and all the kids got off the bus and came and knocked on the door for candy.
Mm-hmm.
It was very sweet.
The community knows, you know, the kids in the community know what day they can come, you know, and it really just is. It's like a community house, and a lot of different organizations do a lot of different work out of there.
And we aren't thinking, oh, we'll build a home somewhere, because I mean, I guess that could happen here too, but it could just be any kind of a space. It could be a retail storefront. It could be a, you know, an older building somewhere. We just want a space. Mm-hmm.
The reason it's a house in St. Cloud is it's on the site of what was, like, I think a former meth
drug lab, house.
A drug house.
Oh, wow.
And the cops were there numerous times, and then they kind of got, you know, a bad rap in the community. So the city or whoever, you know, shut down the drug house. They, you know, demolished the house, and they got this funding. And they did build. It's a house that at some point in time, if they choose to, they can sell it to somebody, and somebody can live in it.
And they built it handicap accessible. Yep. So it's, you know, for any kind of family or person that would want to live there could do that. It's beautiful. But they do out of there is very beautiful. And
so it really is a community outreach place. And when we say house, they don't have housing there, but
no.
But it is a house, technically a house in a kitchen, right in the middle of a neighborhood.
Anoka Kindness House.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be great.
I'll keep thinking about it. I'll get back to you.
Okay.
So this is Minnesota Kindness Alliance's big dream.
It is.
This is what eventually you would like to see happen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great dream. It's a fantastic dream.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be Anoka, right?
No.
Because I know a house.
We just started here.
Family. Well, right. Yeah. I mean, that's where you guys are based. And so it makes sense that a lot of your things take place there.
Our dream, I think, in order for it to work the best, would be in a place where there's kind of a higher concentration of people.
Of community that needs community.
Yes.
Community services.
So, like where I live on the outskirts of the Anoka area, and the homes are farther apart, I don't picture it being as workable there.
Right.
You know, in a neighborhood area, like where our painting site is at a park, you know, something like that, where families who don't have transportation or children or, you know, or kids from school can get out of school at the end of the day and maybe walk too if they needed to.
Oh, sure. You know, and the city of Anoka has some, your main street there has some great buildings.
They sure do.
And quite often has storefronts open.
Well, we had our eye on a piece of property that was ideal location, and it just sold.
Just not the right time.
Not the right time, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, that's so fantastic, and I'm so excited for the Make a Difference Day project. This is going to be amazing.
And we are going to, I just wanted to touch on back to our Make a Difference Day project. Missy and I are kicking it off with, we were actually, we got a little micro grant from an organization called the Love and Kindness Foundation Project. So we submitted an idea of, you know, an act of kindness, and they accepted our idea. So we are, this week here of Thanksgiving, we're picking a day, and we're given enough money, and we're buying 10 $25 gift certificates to Cub Foods, and we will be at the Riverdale Cub Foods just randomly handing them out.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So,
Riverdale Cub Food. I'm trying to picture that. Riverdale.
Riverdale.
Oh, over there.
Round Lake and Highway 10.
Yeah.
So.
Has been great support of our programs or all of the things we do and their crazy ideas. So we would like to give back to the people in their store, their customers too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. But now, that's fantastic. I wish you guys so much luck and so much love. You're you're doing good work there, and I'm so excited to see all the exciting things that you guys plan and have coming up.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We hope to come back and report great things. Yes.
I want to also invite anybody that's listening, if they want to participate, to make sure to find us. I mean, if they want to physically participate, call us or email us, and we can help, you know, make something happen, or make sure they participate on our social media during our year-long festivities.
Or if
they want to submit those photos, or
if they want us to come to an event of theirs, we go all out.
Yes. Yes.
We do some schools, wellness festivals, all kinds of things.
You guys are, you're doing good work there, and thank you so much for coming back on. You know what? We'll have to, maybe we'll touch base next year and see how the program's going.
Mike, maybe you'll come live to your audience from the festival on the
May. I have never done that before.
There you go. There's your first. Now you got to figure out how to do it by then.
Yeah. I've got, what, May, you said?
May.
I got until May to figure it out. I'm down for the challenge. And that was, speaking of challenges, you're going to have challenges all the way through this thing, right?
Yes.
Random acts of kindness. All right. Missy Mershman and Stacey Burnham, thank you so much for being on the show again. I cannot wait to follow your progress on this project, and I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thanks, Mike.
You're very welcome. Take care and have a great Sunday.
You too. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I listen to those two women, I'm always just so inspired and so invigorated and so motivated. And I just, they do me a service every time they come on my show. I want to have them on over and over and over again. Missy Mershman and Stacey Berman from the Anoka Kindness Rock Garden and Minnesota Kindness Alliance. There it is. That will do it for this episode of the Kindness Matters podcast. We will have another episode next week. Make sure to check the show notes for all the links for these two women and their different organizations. But in the meantime, be that person who roots for others, who tells a stranger they look amazing, and encourages others to believe in themselves and their dreams. I thank you so much for the gift of your time today. You've been listening to the Kindness Matters podcast. I am your host, Mike Rathbun. Have a fantastic week.